Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Bible, which we've just had read for us. We pray that you'd please teach us, that you'd please speak to us as we think about what is written. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we've just had a baptism. We've just had a reading detailing some of the what it was like for the life of the church in those days shortly after Jesus' time on earth. Shortly after he returned to heaven. And so what we're thinking about today is about the church. And we're asking the question, what is the church? But before we get to that question, I want to ask you another question. And that is, what's your favorite sweet? What's your favorite sweet? I'm going to give you 10 seconds just to say to your neighbor what your favorite sweet is. Go. All right, if you don't know your favorite sweet by now, in those 10 seconds, then, well, you're probably like me and you like too many sweets and it's hard to pick your favorite one. You may have your favorite sweet, and when you get to the shops and you see all these sweets lined out on the shelves and you think, ooh, what shall I buy today? And you think, oh, I'll just have this one, and oh, maybe I'll have that one as well. But I wonder whether, when you look at those sweets, whether you've asked yourself the question, what is a sweet? What makes a sweet? Because maybe if your favorite sweet is a Haribo, then you think of sweets and you might think those soft, chewy things. You like to chew them. But if you like your Mint Imperials, well, what do Mint Imperials have anything to do with Haribos? They're hard, and you suck them, and they're minty rather than sweet. And why does a chocolate not count as a sweet? What's different about a chocolate, apart from the fact that it's got some chocolate in it? Or what about the sweets where there's a bit of chocolate and a bit of sweet? Is it a sweet? Or is it a chocolate? You see, these are very difficult things when there's so many choices and so many differences and variations in front of you. And I wonder whether sometimes we look at the church and we think the same thing. Well, there's so many churches and there's so many different types of churches. What makes the church the church? Some churches will have someone giving a sermon. Sometimes they'll be long, sometimes they'll be shorter. Some churches will have organs and some will have bands. Some churches and some services won't have any music at all. Some will wear robes and some will sit in pews. Some will sit in church buildings and some will sit in schools. What makes the church the church? Well, there's lots we could say. There's lots we could say, but we're going to pick up on just four very brief things. And it's going to be easy to remember because hopefully most of us in here can count. And if you can count, then you can remember 1, 2, 3, 4. And that's how we're going to remember what the church is today. We're going to go 1, 2, 3, 4. So one, the church is one family. The church is one family. Maybe you're involved in a football group, or maybe you're involved in a special gymnastics class or something, and you've got your friends there, and it's great to meet up with them. Maybe it's great to go play. Maybe it's good to go with friends to the cinema. But after that, you go home, and you go to your family. You see, family is the closest group of people that you can have. Family are those who are always to be there for each other. Family are to be there through the thick and the thin, and so the church, the Bible speaks of as a family. We always stick together and we care for one another. Here in this passage we read how they believed, and those who believed were together and had all things in common. They even sold their stuff, their possessions and belongings, and distributed, gave to everyone who was in need. They loved each other and cared for each other. They were family. And that's what the church is. It's not just us coming here on a Sunday morning, saying hello, and then an hour later saying goodbye. No, no, this is family. That's what God had in mind when when Jesus called us his brothers and his sisters. When we speak of God as our Father, we're recognizing that the church is family. So that's one. We're one family. The question is, how do you get into that family? Maybe you've played games before, or maybe you've watched certain movies or TV shows, and Have you ever come across the secret password? The secret password, where if you don't know the password, well, you're not allowed in. Maybe you've built a den before, or maybe you've got a shed in the garden, which is your special play place, and no one is allowed in unless they know the password. And that's kind of what it's like for church. In order to get into this family, in order to join this family, you need to know the special password. And that password is just one word, and it's the word sorry. Sorry. It's a bit of a funny password. What? How does that work as a password? Well, because this family, the Bible teaches us, is a family made up of people who have made mistakes. This family in the church is made up of people who have done things wrong. You know what? As you look around the room, people aren't perfect. As you look around the room, people have made mistakes and done things that they're not proud of. And the way to get into this family is we say sorry. If you look just a few verses above, if you happen to have the Bible open on the reading we had for today, a guy called Peter was talking to some people about what it meant to be a Christian. And some of them responded by saying, hey, wait a sec, what does that mean for us? What shall we do? What shall we do? And Peter's answer was, repent. Say sorry, repent, and be baptized. Just like we've had this morning, repent, say sorry, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins. Sorry. Because it's a second chance. I forgot to mention that. The number two. The number two is about having a second chance. And that's why the password to get into this family is to say sorry. This is a place for people who need a second chance. That's one family. Two, it's a place of a second chances where we say sorry to come in. And number three is there's three loves. Three loves. There's love of God, love of the church, and love for others. Because that's what the church is all about. As we say sorry, as we're brought into this family, what marks this family out is love. What is love? It's about saying that someone's special. It's saying someone is important. And God, firstly, is the one who says, I love you to each of us. He says, you are important to me. The church is important to God. And the whole story of the Bible is a story of God saying, you are special. You are important to me. More important than anything else in the world. I love you. And we respond by saying to God, we love you back. You're special and you're important to us. And we look at those around us in the church and we say, you're special and you're important to us. We will love one another. And then love for others. The church loves everyone outside of the church and longs that people would come in and join our family. Three loves. Love for God, love for the church, and love for others, saying, you are special and you are important. That God is more important and church is more important perhaps than playing football on a Sunday morning. Church and God is more important than work, earning money, friends, family even, other family. God and church are the most important things to us. They're special and hold the number one space in our lives. And then number four, this is our last thing, number four. There's four things which the church, I guess, does. In our reading, we had it at the very beginning, they devoted themselves, God's people, they devoted themselves, they gave themselves to the apostles' teaching, the teaching of the Bible, to fellowship, to spending time together, to the breaking of bread when we share communion and when we remember what Jesus has done for us, and fourthly, to the prayers. So what is church? It's us gathering together to spend time with God, learning from God, and enjoying time together with one another. That is what the church is. So we'll remember that with one, two, three, four. One, family. Two, it's a place of second chances. Three, it's a place of three loves. Love for God, the church, and for others. And then four, there's four things we do. We study the scriptures. We learn from God. We spend time in his presence. and we enjoy each other's company. And so I hope that if you're a Christian here today, if you call yourself a Christian, I hope that those four things speak to your experience of the life of the church. I hope you do experience this gathering of people as your family, a place of love, a place for second chances, a place where we enjoy being in God's presence. And perhaps if you're not a Christian here today, maybe that's not the sort of thing you do. Maybe that's not what you've done in the past. Well, I hope that you'll see that there's a great invitation here, just as we saw in the baptism, and just as we see throughout the stories of the Bible, that there is a great invitation for any and for all to come in and to join this family and to enjoy the good things that God has to give us as we share in his life and the life of his people together. 1, 2, 3, 4. Let me pray for us. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the church. We thank you that this was your great idea to put together a people who would love and care for one another and who would enjoy your love and your care for us. We thank you for the church and we thank you that we can be a part of it, and you welcome everyone and anyone in, anyone who's willing to say sorry and to come to you. Please be with us and help us to keep following you and enjoy being a part of church. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.